Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, wrapping up the week. And it's been a busy week around the National Football League. The Los Angeles Rams are back. The Chargers could be next. Could it be the Raiders after that if the Chargers decline? We don't know yet. They've got a year to figure it out. But the most notable is that the Jaguars aren't involved. Does that mean the Jaguars are done with the moving talk?
Well, I think they're done with the moving talk. They're not going to be the home team there. Although Los Angeles will have a ripple effect on the rest of the league. Whether the Chargers go there, which seems to be the thought, well, then San Diego's the open market and St. Louis is the open market. The league likes that because they've got leverage for cities that don't have good stadiums. Although, I mean, that number's dwindling as they keep building stadium after stadium after stadium. Here's the thing that I think is really going to be the issue for us, and that is innovation. I mean, what they're going to build out there, $2 billion with Hollywood behind them, is going to drive the revenue envelope on all of these smaller market teams. It is going to significantly increase the average ticket price, you know, suites and sponsorships and all of that stuff. So it means the smaller markets are going to have to keep working overtime to stay up with some of these bigger markets in terms of being able to control player costs.
Which is part of what Shad is doing in London, being there, helping revenue. With this market, obviously a long way to go. Your question was, does it eliminate Jaguars from the conversation? I think it's eliminated from the conversation around here. I don't know realistically if they'll ever be eliminated from the national conversation, the Twitter buzz, because people are always going to assume, well, Jacksonville's a small market. They're going to be the team that's moving. What's significant is in this round of talks about Los Angeles, you never heard any national media, anybody with any credibility, throw that out there. Nobody with any credibility is talking about St. Louis. People who know the league know Shad Khan's commitment to Jacksonville, and that's really what has changed in the dynamic in the conversation. And you know, in 5 years, you lived it, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
But in the 5 years I've been back, that's generally gone like this, and it's pretty much hit a thing where people in town, people who know, Jacksonville is the Jaguars.
In 2009, when the stadium was so empty, it felt like an almost a foregone conclusion that the Los Angeles thing was just going to get bigger, as you've mentioned. It's gotten smaller from a movement perspective, but L.A., because the league was so fervent about getting back there, shows you just how important the market is, and all the teams are going to have to pay attention to what they're doing out there.
A lot of changes around the NFL. Coaching searches are underway in a number of places, and a lot of candidates are internal candidates in some of these places, coordinators being interviewed. Now, for the Jaguars, they've kept the band together, so to speak. Gus Bradley is here for a fourth season, and I guess Shad Khan's kind of led the charge. Keeping continuity is important.
Yeah, I don't know if he's led the charge as much as he's looked at this situation and said this is right for this situation. But certainly, if you follow the league historically, generally speaking, keeping the band together, as you say, continuity is generally the way to go. It makes sense, and in the long term, up and down changes, change for the sake of change, it's the norm, but it's usually not the correct norm. So I applaud Shad Khan for doing it. It's a risk in terms of local perception, but I don't know that change for the sake of change in this sense was going to be the thing to do.
Well, and when you look at the league as a whole, I mean, you know, Ben McAdoo getting the job in New York and the situation with Dirk Koetter over in Tampa, I think what you see is the pendulum swinging this way. Even the teams that are genuinely impetuous and make change for the sake of change are now saying, maybe we better look this way. It'll swing back because someone will get nervous, you know, think that they're being lapped. But it is interesting to note that all of a sudden the thought of continuity as being really important has gone mainstream.
Divisional round of the playoffs this week, and let's pick some games. Let's start with the Chiefs and the Pats.
Chiefs.
Pats.
I say the Chiefs because they have a defense that can get after it. And the Patriots haven't played very well.
And you still love your Chiefs?
I was never a Chiefs fan. I was never a Chiefs fan, so you can't throw that one on me. I was a St. Louis football Cardinals fan.
I can throw it. It's just incorrect.
Yeah, it's
not going to stick.
Anyway. Yeah, right.
The Chiefs better get after it this weekend in Foxborough.
I think they do.
Packers-Cardinals.
Cardinals because they are so good, so sound, so much better than I think most people. You know, they're a low-profile team. They don't have those mega stars, and they're sort of new. But I think they're really good. I think they may win the whole thing.
Yeah, they are. They're very good, and they're very well coached. I'll go with the Packers.
Seahawks-Panthers.
Seahawks because they just figure out a way.
Yeah, Seahawks.
Steelers-Broncos, Mile High.
Boy, it's awful hard to pick the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger hurt and Antonio Brown down. I think you got to go with the Broncos.
All the injuries, and the Broncos' defense is really good and can really get after the passer. If they get to a matchup with the Patriots, that rush will give Brady trouble.
But they won't, because the Chiefs will be there instead. The Chiefs will beat him, and the Chiefs will go to the Super Bowl.
Hey, go Chiefs.
That's my team. I think they're going. Yeah, I like them, the way they play.
We'll see what happens this weekend in the divisional round. That's it for this week on Jags of the Roundtable.